Hoping for a decent amount of good news from our next conversation. One of your WhatsApps saying the C19 funding relief online application processes so far all require race. Should whites bother to apply? Thanks. I haven't seen that. If you can specify which funding relief processes, because the next conversation I'm about to have, I think, doesn't have that issue. David Morobe is the executive regional general manager at Business Partners for who will be and the executive general manager of the Impact Investment of Impact Investment at Business Partners Limited, and will be assisting with the administration of the Rupert Fund. Now, we heard last week that the Rupert Foundation would be donating R1 billion specifically to support small and medium enterprises. And so we're going to find out next how one can apply for this finance from David himself. Good morning, David. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning for having me. Good morning, and thank you for having me, Rafira.
Of course. Okay. So, first of all, so grateful for the relief that's coming from the Rupert's, or via the Rupert's, through Business Partners Limited. Please help us understand how we approach any of this application.
Well, we've been working our flat out to make sure that we put systems and guidelines in place for people to apply, small and medium enterprises, that is. They have to be South African businesses that are compliant taxpayers, that they can all apply for funding. And naturally, would want them to provide us with documentation that will enable us to take a decision about whether they qualify for this or not. And the documentation that we require is financial statements, so that they can prove that they have been impacted or not by COVID-19. I would like to have at least management accounts that are not older than 3 months old, so we can see the trend. And because we are focused on preserving employment, we'll also be looking at their EMP-201 documents that they submit to SARS, and that usually reflects their employees that they have, as well as 3 months bank statements. But effectively, these are things that corroborate the information that this is a viable business. It was impacted by COVID-19 and can be assisted, therefore, to sustain during this difficult period.
Okay, so that does, that's extremely important, that this is not just a, you know, we've had a difficult operating environment economically for some time. You also sometimes have people who are just not really great or haven't chosen the right sector. Those are not the people who we want to apply. We want specific COVID-19 impacted businesses. Can you give me some picture as to what qualifies as small or medium enterprise and what metrics will you use? Is it the number of staff or is it the turnover?
I think by and large we subscribe to the definition that the Department of Trade and Industry or the Department of Small Businesses has given about what it is that makes a small business, both by number of employees, by assets that they have. Plus minus, we have a variety of turnovers for different sectors per se. All we want within that broad definition is that they must be a legal persona, formal small and medium enterprises. We will also have a distinct separate program for some sole proprietors who are in the formal phase of doing their business. And so long as they're within the small and medium enterprise space, we will consider them for this fund.
And are there specific sectors that do you favor?
We try to cover as many sectors as possible. You'd agree with me that this COVID-19 has had an overwhelming impact over a number of sectors. I'm sure there are sectors that have been impacted more than others. We could pick, let's say, tourism, some of the entertainment industry, or, you know, restaurants and things like those. But we want to cover as broad as possible, manufacturing. So what we will have on our website is even a little survey for our intended beneficiaries to give us a view of how they've been impacted by COVID-19 so that we can assist them accordingly.
I just read a message that came through from one of our listeners concerned that race is a criterion for funding. Is that the case with this fund?
It's not a case at all. Hence, I raised the point in the beginning that it should be South African businesses that are compliant with taxpayers. It doesn't care what, doesn't matter what race they are. I think right now is not the time to play that kind of game, but rather to focus on making sure that our businesses can sustain and that we can be be alive and kicking post this COVID-19 as an economy, because I think it couldn't have come at a worse time, where we've had low growth environment, technical recession, and the downgrading that we've had from Moody's sometime last week already. So we're looking at all businesses.
That would be my thinking, and that has been my understanding from all the funds. I've been quite surprised to see that feedback. So I have another question for you here, David. So I'm quite interested in what the mechanic is. So you established that I've been affected. Is it a grant? Is it an investment and then maybe partnership in terms of mentorship? Or is it a low interest loan?
Yeah, we thought long and hard about this and thought we need to have a combination of intervention. I think the whole thing is to provide cash flow support to our small and medium enterprises, where they can attend to their working capital requirements over the period of the pandemic, where their economic activity has been affected thereby. So we would look at a combination of both grants as well as low interest loans. It will be on favorable terms that we provide a loan. For instance, it could be a grant initially just to carry them through a period, and then give them a loan with no interest and no repayment obligations for the first 12 months. And then thereafter, hopefully when this thing has subsided and we have been able to contain the pandemic, we will then begin to go back to commercial terms, because the intention is to make sure that this is a permanent vehicle that will be able to assist as many small and medium enterprises thereafter.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, if you're an impact investment, I mean, are you looking to take any equity stakes?
Well, for this particular program, I think it's meant to be a relief intervention. So we're looking at probably more over a term, a debt finance over a 60-month term or so, so that the repayment is not too onerous on the entrepreneur, and hence the terms that I've given you. But for a normal growth trajectory, which I think will be post this pandemic area, equity is an option, but not particularly for this program.
That's really quite an intervention. Those are really great terms. 60 months up to potentially no repayment for the first 12 months. All you need to be is a South African business, tax compliant, have your documentation in terms of financial statements, be able to demonstrate that COVID-19 is what impacted your business through your management accounts of not longer than 3 months old in a broad range of sectors. Thank you so much, David Morobe, for giving us all that detail. One last, do we go to the Business Partners website to apply?
Yes, that will be the case. As I've said, we've been working flat out to make sure that all the application platforms are ready. We should be ready by end of the week for people to get through to our website, and they will see the COVID-19 application platform.
Fantastic. That's finance.businesspartners.co.za. David Morobe there, Executive General Manager, Impact Investment at Business Partners Limited, with some incredible relief if you have been a compliant business owner over these last couple of months.